Hi, good evening, everybody, and welcome to our program here on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. We are live tonight with Creation Lightship Healing, The Healing Highway, and Ron Amatron is here with us tonight. Today is May 13th, 2013, and in the upcoming hour, we've got all kinds of great healing information for you about clearings and healings that Ron does through his work with the Creation Lightship. If you're new and you'd like some more information, you can find out all about Ron and his healings on creationlightship.com. There are also question and answers documents on his BBS radio page and also on his web homepage. So please check those out. And Ron, I thought we could begin tonight, since everybody likes this, by charging the light being. And you can find the picture of the light being at bbsradio.com/creationlightship and also on Ron's Creation Lightship page, creationlightship.com page. So, Ron, should we bring up the light being for everybody?
Okay, here it comes, everybody. So, you have to bring it up. We'll bring the energy in. Here we go. So, one, two, three, four, and five, and again, one, two, three, four, and five, and one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So, if anybody happens to know what the call-in number is to listen on the telephone, maybe you could send that over to the CLS questions or maybe Messenger, if it's working there, the fast chat. Somebody wants to know what it is. I don't have my page up here for Station 1. So here we go, everybody. Let's release some emotional energies. It was Mother's Day yesterday. Might be dealing with issues right now. So here we go. If you have an issue of Mother's Day, we'll release that issue. So think of it right now. So releasing it. So stronger, 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 stronger. Oh, boy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So hopefully that released some of your issues there. We'll do one for energetic cording. So typically, if everybody is still alive in your family and you all got together driving here and there to have all the family members together for Mother's Day, that's a possibility. And then everybody puts you into the box that you were in when you lived at home, and they maybe saw you as 16 years of age and was doing stuff like that to you because that's where they remember you at, and the bad things that you did to the family and to yourself, and they bring it up every year, will help to get you out of that box. So here we go. Think of that issue that you had, and it could either be, you know, probably very upsetting to you, I would guess. And it could even be, you know, pretty frightening if you had an experience that maybe you almost died and they bring it up every year, you know. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So just see how you people are doing, how your body's feeling, and I'll turn it back over to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Ron. And if you are listening tonight and you would like to send over a question or a testimonial, I can take them at clsquestions@yahoo.com. That's clsquestions@yahoo.com. And there is also the listen via phone option, which is phone number, it's only working when the program is airing live, but the phone number for that is 530-881-1300, 530-881-1300, and the access code is 265-115-pound, access code 265-115-pound. So that's also a great way to experience the show if you don't have access to a computer. So, Ron, I thought we could start off by talking about some listener questions. We had a couple of people write in about orbs, and there's also a free orb clearing that you're offering up until May 24th, which if you've had an experience with orbs, maybe you have become able to capture them in a photograph, you could please call in and share your experience about that. We'd like to keep it, the calls tonight at least anyway, just about the orbs and if you've been able to take pictures of them, what kind of pictures and what kind of images you've been able to get. So the call-in numbers for Station 1 about the orb clearings would be 888-627-6008, and that's toll-free for the U.S. and Canada, or you could try 530-413-5011. Okay, so I thought it was interesting, Ron, that the name of the horse who actually won the Kentucky Derby's name was Orb, O-R-B, and just wonder what you might have to say about that or what was inside of that horse or what was maybe controlling that horse.
Very interesting
That would cause it to win.
Yeah, very interesting. I don't know what was in it, but boy, what a name to have. So, let's see here. Let's bring in that energy of the horse. We'll just see if you have any orb energies around you. Maybe you might run faster. Who knows?
It was very fast.
So here we go. Let's bring in that orb energy, and we'll just leave it outside of your body so it won't affect you. And just see if you happen to feel a change around you. So here it comes. The horse named Orb. Go. One, two, three, four. That's pretty big. Five, six, seven. Maybe we'll stop there. Whoa. Very big orb. We'll just keep it away from you here. If anybody senses it, feels it, wants to investigate it, we'll just freeze time on it because it does live in time. We'll just freeze it so you can actually look at it, figure out maybe what makes this thing tick. Definitely helped the horse, Mr. Ed, and now it's Mr. Orb, you know? So
I know.
As they got more horsepower. Oh,
yeah, literally. That's so funny, Ron. It's literally true. Yeah, you know what it felt like to me? Sort of like I had my arms around a really huge, giant beach ball, kind of like those stretchy balls that you use in the gym, but that was kind of much more dense than that. Very interesting. Yeah, I was talking with one of the co-hosts about this via email, and we were saying that maybe she was mentioning about how she had been to a hospital and she'd seen all kinds of pictures of octopus on all over the walls at a local children's hospital. And it seems to me like these races kind of want the control of the younger generations, and maybe they want control of the horses too. Which is interesting because I always thought horses as somehow very spiritual, kind of otherworldly creatures. So it could be that they're trying to take control of this type of energy. So I don't know. The octopus thing is really weird to me because I've seen that myself, and I was recently at a friend's house, and they had a huge octopus curtain up in their house, and I was like, whoa, that's weird. And then I've seen them a lot in jewelry, like women's jewelry. It seems to be like this really popular kind of icon almost, very strange. So it's very weird seeing all these images. So if you do feel courted to these things, Ron, what would be a good thing to do besides the free orb clearing, which we can give to you if you send me an email? I can forward you the link to that clearing.
Boy, what to do? Well, I would probably look at it as a maybe a dark side practitioner in a sense, because that's the energy that people use. So you may want to do a whole lifetime of dark side practitioner. It all depends how much you're connected to this energy. That's maybe one way you could probably put it in there, because it will connect to you as a dark side energy. Remember, the dark side practitioners use an energy pool from somewhere. By doing so, this energy comes to you. So are they tapping into orb energies out there in the cosmos? How they're down here? You know, I don't know. But, you know, that may work. It's not necessarily an object. You may try your space clearing. That might help in one of the space clearing, sessions. My knowledge of hearing about orbs is that they always come. They're attached to the jellyfish. So you may get rid of them momentarily, but as the aliens want to connect more to your body to read you, reading on you, they use the orbs, then you may be connected with them, you know, for a long time. But if you do feel a negative effect, then definitely you may want to do something. So you have any suggestions there? Because there's all different ways you can go on this here. But I can tell you that by doing one clearing, it's not going to take away the orbs. It'll do it right away, maybe in the present moment, maybe for an hour or two, but they will come back. So
yeah.
Oh, it's one of these things that the dark side is giving you, because they need to read you. They need a psychic reading on you, on your body, to figure out how to control your life. And the orbs are the main thing doing that. So you're never going to get rid of them. Probably even if you're dead, you won't get rid of them, because they're still checking out your DNA. Can't necessarily get rid of all these things. And an attack page may work also.
That's the one I was thinking, Ron.
That's another way. That one you may want to do. I don't think people realize what orbs are doing to them. Let's do an orb clearing, and I'll do, I think we have them in different colors. So what colors would you like to have released?
I would think maybe purple.
Okay. And I'll do purple, and I'll do red. And I will do brown, and we'll just see if you people sense or feel a change with these three different colors. Here we go. So these are actually different energy frequencies, maybe different mindsets, and we just use the colors to indicate that. So purple, here we go. Taking this away. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. And again, 1, to see how your body's reacting to this here. 2, do you have any aches or pains leaving you? Still heavy, and now it's getting lighter. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we'll do the red orb. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. And I'll do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we'll do brown. Basing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Wow. Let's how everybody's doing there. you want to call in and give us an indication of how this has helped you, that'd be great. Just want to kind of keep the listeners so that they're understanding about the healings, know how somebody else is reacting, responding to one of these samples here. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Wow. Thank you, Ron, for the clearing sample. So someone on the fast chat is saying orbs can be animals. Are they like entities? I know they are octopus energies, maybe, and that's actually kind of brings me to my next point, which was if you go on to creationlightship.com and you look for the whole lifetime orb clearing, you can just type orb, O-R-B, into the search for a healing box on the left-hand side of the page, and there's a really great explanation along with a description that Ron gives from the June 7th, 2010 radio show on BBS Radio, which is a great way to learn about them and what they do, how they can affect you, how they can make you feel, and also about the waste products that they leave behind, which is also an important thing to remove. So the clearing that Ron's offering for free, the one that you can use up until May 24th, is a sample orb clearing. But if you need to do more work on this to more fully connect with your spirit, it might be a good idea to get the whole lifetime orb clearing. So, and that would be what you would purchase after you get your whole lifetime emotional clearing. So the other ones that Ron mentioned, if you are maybe wanting to clear this energy out, would be the alien attack page, which you can kind of select what creature you maybe feel is attacking you, whether it's a jellyfish or if it's an octopus, or that might work for the octopus energy. And also the space clearing, which you can find by typing in space to the healing box. So those are all really good ones to do if you maybe want to clear out your personal space, location, or space clearing. You can buy that by the week and the month. And I was also thinking maybe the space-time crash, Ron, but I don't know what your thoughts would be on that. That's another one you can buy monthly or weekly.
Yeah, that might get rid of some of that energy. Normally the space-time is for, like, entities.
Okay.
And just discordant or bad energies that surround your location, you know, like in your room or something. You know, you walk into your room, wow, this room feels a little cold to me compared to the other room. Or your hair stands up on end, you know, something is going on but you can't see it. So that's what the space clearing is for. And it brings in peace energy. The orbs are probably going to be typically with you. So as you walk around, they're attached to you. So they may not really be in the room to begin with, but space clearing could possibly help on that. You'd have to almost try it to see. And then how are you going to know, you know, if you got rid of them, you know? So you probably wanted to stick with maybe just the orb clearing itself, maybe the jellyfish energy, the octopus one, you know. You get rid of these things that are on you so that the orbs are what you're dealing with. But the space one is more general. Doesn't necessarily work with alien life forms where the orbs are. So you're looking at alien life forms versus entities, which are emotional bodies. I would stick with the orb clearing and the alien attack page. That's what you're really dealing with. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, that's really great advice. Okay, Ron, so moving on from orbs, and again, if you have taken pictures of orbs or if you've had an experience with orbs, we'd love to hear from you. So if you want to call in, the numbers again, I'll just give them out in case anybody missed them. Are toll-free for the U.S. and Canada, 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008, or line 4, 530-413-5011, 530-413-5011. Okay, so thanks, everybody. And there was also, Ron, it seemed to me, I don't know if anybody else is experiencing this, but it seemed to me like there were all these timelines today that were just kind of crisscrossing or colliding or coming together. I mean, I live in eastern Pennsylvania, so we had snow today after a week of just beautiful 70-degree weather. And, I mean, it wasn't like we had accumulation or anything, but it was just very unusual to have snow in May. And it also just seems like there was a lot of weird timeline shift stuff going on today. So I know a couple of other people have written in about how the weather has been strange and how things have been kind of like bizarre where they live in terms of the weather. So just wanted to mention that people do gray skies clearing and timeline crashing. It's very helpful. So I have a question here from a listener, and it's about the subject of lakes. And this, I think, so this woman has been drawn to a lake called Trout Lake, and it gives her the same feeling that Lake Superior does. And there's a story, I guess, that's been told that it has an underground tunnel from Trout Lake that runs to Lake Superior 50 to 60 miles apart. And she's wondering if it's another alien underground freeway.
Well, let's see here. There's a gentleman that I think is on BBS who has a lot of flyovers and alien stuff. His name's Gillian. And I believe he lives on Trout Lake. Not 100% sure. So I just see if that's the case. If is the case, then more than likely he's living on a place since they're having UFO sightings, or just sightings themselves, we'll just say that, there and things showing up. And I think he's still on BBS. He used to be on before me on Saturdays on Station 1. So, and I think he lives around Trout Lake, it's the same lake. So very possibly, if there are alien sightings there, more than likely there could be an underground highway, freeway, going all over the place, because they're all over the place anyway. So I would say that would be probably, about, I would say, 90% correct. Remember, a lot of these... the aliens I can talk about, and not necessarily talk about the government stuff, but the aliens I can talk about, they do live in tunnels, and they can move around with their bodies. If they can put a ship in there, I'm not sure, but remember, they can change time. They could probably also change size, so they could probably take their ships and make them small, put them in their backpack and get on one of those high-speed buses, you know, and, you know, push a button and all of a sudden it pops up and it shows up in Trout Lake or shows up at Lake Superior. It shows up, you know, in Florida. So, or even, you know, the other places where these tunnels are. I believe there's also, you know, a big one in Denver. So, you know, and even in Russia and China, they're all over the map here. So you have to realize that this is nothing that's really new. And these things have been around for probably thousands of years, even though the ones that we normally know about are more recent, probably being made technically since World War II. There are other ones that are there, and, yeah, I'm sure that they could be used that way. And a lot of the sci-fi movies even show them, and Al Bielek has talked about them, and so has a gentleman called Phil Schneider, who was killed. But anyway, that's kind of what happens. And so I would say yes, very possibly. And are you going to, if you move there, are you going to be abducted? Well, that's what I can say. I'm sure that might be a little controversial with another guest host that's on BBS. But aside from that, for me, I would say, you know, run, don't walk, and walk away, Renee, because when you know something strange is happening and you attempt to investigate that yourself or go there. Just because you may not feel anything happening to you, or you might feel some warm, fuzzy feeling, doesn't mean that you're not completely hooked up to their energetic system and they could be doing something to you beyond your conscious knowledge. I'll put it that way. Oh, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, so stay off the alien highway, everybody, and join us on the healing highway. So that is so true, Ron, and I think a lot of people, I know this has happened to me at many points in my life, and I'm sure many of our listeners as well, a lot of people think it's always kind of you're going to feel a bad energy or, you know, a malevolent energy, but it can also be like that warm, fuzzy feeling that you described, and you don't really know what's coming in that package. So definitely run, don't walk, and do your clearing. They will really help you.
And just to give you guys a clue, when you're driving down your freeway, your highway, or subway even, notice if you start yawning at a particular location all the time.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I'm pretty tuned into it whenever I drive. I get like my radar goes off, you know, warning signs, probably about 5 minutes before there is an abduction point. So I can actually feel that and sense it. And, you know, if you're driving, you know, say 65 miles an hour, it'll last for about 5 minutes. And they normally don't take me up, but I can feel the energy. If they do take me up, then all of a sudden, the next time I go through there, it won't exist. But they may change it on the road someplace. You know, if any of you are driving and you go, yeah, boy, I don't know what's happening. Every time I get by, freeway off-ramp 502 and I'm kind of yawning and, oh, at 500 and we'll say 15, you know, I feel pretty good, you know. My eyes are just watering and my ears are popping, but, you know, it's kind of normal. And, naturally, I've been driving for an hour, and I just think I'm getting tired, and I get out my little energy drink or coffee alongside of me in a thermos or whatever, and I feel better. Well, that's because you weren't here. Oh, remember, you know, the locations are all around for abductions. Oh, that's, and all of you out there probably have recognized that. And if you haven't, just think back when you drove last, a few days ago even, did you start to yawn? Did you feel a little spacey? Did all of a sudden, your vision go kind of blurry for, you know, a tenth of a second? Did cars all of a sudden materialize in front of you, behind you? Were you going to make a lane change and all of a sudden the car's there and it wasn't there when you looked in the mirror? So just remember, that's abduction points. It doesn't take much to confirm that. Just have to kind of know what to look for. So, and we could take call-ins on that, too, if people want to call in. We did talk about orbs, so if you want to call in about an abduction experience that you had on a highway or you felt strange, or maybe, you know, you're driving and all of a sudden aliens didn't really do the proper hologram for you, and you were driving with beautiful trees, and now all of a sudden they look like they're kind of parched, with lack of water, and you go, wow, this is weird, and then all of a sudden you drive a little further and they become green again. Well, it's because the hologram that was created for you to experience on a timeline maybe had just a beginner programmer, okay? And so the alien didn't have all of his stuff going, but it worked, and most people are unconscious anyway, so they probably figure, what the heck, you know, we'll put a beginner on making these programs for people because they're not going to really understand it anyway. So, if we have any experiences there. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Right, Ron, that's so true. And, you know, I feel like the highway is such a popular place for people to zone out. I mean, we haven't even talked about clones yet. We can get into that later. But it's sort of like when you're on the highway and you're driving, it's one of those activities that kind of, I think they've even done studies about this, about how many cycles your brain goes through. And, you know, when you're actively engaged or when you're passively engaged, and it seems like the perfect activity for us to be doing for, you know, for them to abduct us. So
we have that truck in Russia, too, on YouTube. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
A month and a half old. So I'll just type in maybe UFO abduction truck Russia or something like that. and you can actually see highway footage of this truck being abducted and brought back down again. A car was going underneath it as it was coming down. Remember, they don't always look out for things, you know. And kind of bad even for yourself if all of a sudden, within the timeline that they're dropping you into, all of a sudden you found yourself inside of somebody else's car. So that would be quite interesting. You know, check that out on YouTube. Oh,
yeah.
What else can we do today, Elizabeth?
Well, I just got an orb experience from somebody via email, and they said they attended an ordaining of a minister at a spiritualist church and took many pictures. And all the pictures had orbs of various sizes and even showing movement across the stage, slight differences in colors and intensity as well.
Aha. Uh-huh. Very interesting. That would be interesting. I'm just talking out loud here, thinking. I don't do that much, but here we go. You need to get into darkness to actually look at what's happening. So you got to put your toe into darkness to get out of the moment. But just think, if you are panning, have your camera, and it's a video camera, and you have it on a tripod, okay? Let's say that you wanted to take a picture of 10 people. You first did each one of them, and it's the same lighting behind them. Just think if they're on different timelines. Oh, and how that's going to look as you maybe do 10 seconds for each person. The person going to look different to the one next to them if they're on a different timeline. Or you might just take a picture and just see if their body changes. They may be taken out during that 10 seconds. That's a possibility, too. And anyway, just an idea for everybody. But, that would be quite something to see as you're panning your camera. And all of a sudden, lights change. The curtains maybe are, they have curtains behind them. And the curtains are wider on one pan from one person and skinnier on the other. Maybe they put the person in there with clothing that was 20 years ago. Everything is there just to look at. Just have to know, where and how to look. As they're getting bolder, all the new movies are coming out here, and we know about time traveling, and they're talking about them continuously. All of a sudden, why is that? Well, they're trying to give you a clue. Oh, I think we got a caller.
Yeah, hi. I think I just heard a beep. Who's out there? You're live on the air with Ron.
Hi, it's Ron. It's Barbara.
Barbara, okay. Hi, Barbara.
I had an experience this morning that was, possibly an abduction, but I'm not sure. I'll tell you about it.
Go ahead.
I was laying in bed, and I saw an entity, and it waved its hand at me, and it knocked my spirit out of my body.
Oh, wow, okay.
So then I called my body, my spirit back into my body, and I was fine. And so I felt at peace, and I went to sleep. I woke up, and I was still okay, but I felt someone in the bed. And it started at the foot of the bed, and they moved up on the bed and gradually became heavier and heavier, and I could feel someone, like they were getting in the bed with me. And it was real heavy on my legs, and I couldn't move my legs, and I went to go look to see who it was because I was here in the house by myself. And when I went to go look, it was like this tingly feeling went all over my body. And I heard it sounded like some kind of a buzzer sound at the base of my skull. So what do you think that was?
Oh, boy. I'm looking.
Barbara, what state do you live in?
I live in Minnesota.
Minnesota, okay.
We got a lot of bump in the night here.
Boy, let's see. I'm trying to figure out.
Gosh, it seems like there's a lot of activity in that area of the country, Ron.
Yes, there is. One thing I can tell you about it, Ron, is I didn't feel any dark energy at all coming from this.
Yeah, it doesn't have like a human alien type feeling like it would be a person. It feels more like, to me, like a dog energy or slug energy, something like that. That would be wrong.
I think you're right, because for some reason I felt a dog's tail. It was like it was a fluffy dog's tail, and there's a dog that lives here that has a tail like that.
Okay.
Could have even been a dog that maybe, like a dog entity or something.
Just to go one step further, did your sheets actually move a little bit, or were they just stationary?
Oh! It was a definite thing, something moving, like it was in here with me, like it was live, it was in person, and it was in the bed with me.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Like it had a body. It had weight. It had everything.
Okay. Very possibly.
It took up space. It did everything.
Yeah, okay. It does feel kind of like a dog, so let's just keep it simple here. And very possibly, you have a dog yourself?
Well, see, this dog that you're talking about absolutely loves me.
Okay, it probably got scared. Yeah, I think it probably got scared, and it came into bed.
He was outside on the leash. He was on a leash on outside.
Yeah.
And he couldn't get in the house, and he is absolutely in love with me. And I had the other little dog in the bed with me, but he's a little tiny thing, and he was laying at my head. And I think this dog may have wanted to be with us, but I didn't think he could do that. Are you still there? Ron? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it was a dog in your bed, and very possibly a spirit, I'd say it's probably more of its emotional body hopped in with you. The emotional body will have a lot of density, and that's probably what happened. Probably
and
got frightened and
it
wanted
heavy?
To come in visit you. So that's what I kind of would think.
Okay.
I'm sure everybody listening would kind of wonder what's going on. So, boy.
Yeah, because it didn't feel darkness at all.
Yeah.
And I wondered what it was that it could be here, and I didn't see it. But it was heavy in the bed with me, and it's not feeling like darkness. What is that?
Yeah, that's what it feels like. I did feel this tail.
And I looked, and you know, with your psychic eye, it wasn't with my physical eyes, but it was actually before I opened my eyes, I could see this tail, this dog's tail, and it is the dog's tail from next door.
Yep, that's, I think you nailed it there.
Okay. Well, what
about
the entity that...
Barbara, really quick. Barbara, sorry to interrupt you. Really quick. How long have you been listening to the show?
Since October, November last year.
Okay.
But I wanted to ask Ron one more question about that alien that knocked my spirit out of my body.
Boy.
And I saw him, Ron.
I can see the energy. I'll probably go after it after a BBS program here to release it. Just to get it away. I shouldn't be doing that. So.
And it looks like he's from one of the pea races, so. Right?
It'll be gone.
Doesn't he look like he's from one of the pea races? Starts with a P?
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah, the pea ones that people think are really good are definitely not. Yeah,
that's what it looked like to me.
Yeah,
and he waved his hand at me and knocked my spirit right out of my body.
Yep. Okay, okay.
Okay, Barbara, thank you so much for calling.
Okay.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. Boy. Oh, that's what's out there.
Crazy. We really appreciate the call and also for sharing the experiences, because I think a lot of people have had similar ones. So it helps to hear about what other people are going through sometimes. So I also had another testimonial, Ron, about orbs. And this person had, and just wanted to recommend for Barbara, if you had the alien experience, you might want to do the alien attack page for protection. And that's available on creationlightship.com, and you can do that one however often you need to. It's a really great clearing. And sorry, I just lost my connection here. Also to keep up the light being in your house, and also to do the Be Here in the Now clearing, because I think after you have an experience like that, a lot of the times you feel really shaky and weird. So if you do the Be Here in the Now, which is a free clearing, under samples on the left side of the page, you can have that light being up and feel that peace energy. That's a really great thing to do also, Barbara. So hopefully that'll help you out. Okay, so this other person saw an orb a few hours after they've had a Reiki treatment, and it was clear and had no particular color. They were walking down the road, and it was heading in their direction. Had no idea, as this was a few years ago, but thought about how strange it was seeing this bubble moving on its own through the air. As it came near, it seemed surprised. I could see it and dashed behind some bushes, so it seemed to have some consciousness. I stared at it for ages, but it wouldn't come out from behind the bushes where it stayed hovering. Very interesting. Okay.
Oh, boy. Yeah. No comment on that one. I'm sure everybody else is saying the same thing. boy. Sometimes the only thing you can say is maybe better you than me, you know? So, wow. Does anybody have any experience or felt a change with the orb clearing? Since these things have been off of you for a little bit here, maybe we can get somebody to call in or to at least mention something.
Yeah, maybe if you run the orb clearing.
Yeah, that'd be good if they have used it and what it's done for them, how it's helped. Let's do a clearing. Getting to be summer. Except maybe where you are, Elizabeth.
With the snow. Yeah, wonderful.
And let's do a clearing for alien oxygen, since things are changing now. That's on the website. It's a free clearing. I'll do a sample here. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And kind of along with that, with the sunlight and stuff, we could have radiation coming through. Well, I sort of have heard people talking about how California is definitely being hit with the radiation from Japan. These people have been mentioning that off and on. So let's do a clearing to kind of numb that out a little bit here to help you out. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, thank you, Ron. So all of the healings and clearings that Ron does on the show and all of the samples are just samples. So if you're feeling these and you'd like to get in there and clear out more of this energy, you can always do that through the clearings and healings that Ron offers on creationlightship.com. Also, I know it's late in the show, but I just wanted to mention the call-in numbers are working now. So hopefully if you were trying to call in and listen via phone, you tried back, and you're listening to the show right now. So sorry about that, and hopefully everybody who is on the phones is getting the broadcast. Okay, so I just went into clsquestions@yahoo.com, and I had an email from a listener who wrote on Sunday, and the they were saying they were just getting in from a walk, and they enjoyed the clouds today with some blue sky, and mentioned that they're in central Wisconsin, and there's been a change in central Wisconsin in the North Woods for the past couple weeks. There's been a lot of ship clouds and very heavy energy, which for us out here, it's been the exact opposite. We haven't had hardly any ship clouds except for, you know, the past few days. So I also just heard recently that 32 million people were displaced last year due to weather-related causes. So that's just crazy. So it seems like all these new timelines are really causing a lot of disruption in people's lives. And the best way to deal with those is to do the gray skies clearing, the timeline crashing. And I know that Ron does a lot of this on his own. So, Ron, I think maybe it would be a good idea to do the finger exercise for everybody to see where they are and to bring themselves back to the present moment.
Sure. So, I don't know what that is. Just take your index finger and pop it in front of your nose, but be about a foot or so away. Just stick it out there in front of you. You may have your eyes closed and open your eyes, and where is it? Directly straight ahead. Or did your body place it to the left or the right? Remember, you don't want to use your mentalness to try to keep it on center. You just want to do it spontaneously to see where you are. Not directly on center in front of you with your finger. Then you're either in the past or the future. So your future is on the right side of you, and your past would be on the left. Really intuitive, and you're a seer. Then if you move your hand and your finger very slowly back to center, we'll actually see the room change each time you move your finger, or you will change in the room. So if you want to try an experiment here, most people would probably only be an inch or two off. Let's take your finger that you have and, you know, put it in front of your face away, you know, like a foot in front of you, just so see it. Move it to the right and keep going out past where your peripheral vision is. So we'll just say 90 degrees from you. How do you feel right now? Feel strange? Your eyes feel like you're in the beyond all, or something is happening? Does your skin feel different? You are way off into the future. Now bring your back slowly to center point here, directly in front of you, and just see maybe if you feel better. You got a slight headache as you moved it that far back alongside of you, and maybe you didn't, but you may feel a change. Your eyes feel more strained.
Yeah, I felt that.
Same thing. How do you feel, Elizabeth?
I felt a tugging on the corners of my eyes. Even though I was looking straight ahead, you know, I didn't move my eyes. It just felt like there was something pulling.
Yep. Let's do it the other way. Let's go into your past. you're, you know, going to be going back, I don't know how far, but take your hand now with your finger pointing straight up and move it all the way so it's like 90 degrees to the left side. And I'd actually feel kind of like your thoughts not connecting as well in both of these situations where you're that far out. You're probably quite a ways out, maybe years or even decades, okay? But what's in front of you is the hologram that's created for right now. Move your hand back to center again with your finger pointing up and just see, you know, if you felt a big change. Now you know what it's like when you're not here. Around you will look the same. Probably we're not physically here now. If you were able to be in a group, a lot of psychic people, intuitive people, seers, they would probably notice that your complete body energy wasn't here. So that's kind of one way to kind of investigate this here. May not want to, but I'm just giving you an example here of what it could be like. So you have to remember that a lot of people could live even 2 inches, you know, away from their, you know, present being here in the now. And they may not even make connections, but they have everything working. But their connections are not being made, and things are kind of changing in their life that they can't really put their finger on because they're not here. Remember, we got to kind of also take note what we've been talking about how, you know, there's a lot of alien ships, maybe up in, you know, back east. We'll just say, since this has been happening, like Wisconsin and Minnesota and thereabouts, northern part back east there, there's a lot of extra clones there, so things are changing. Alien ships are there because you want to keep track of their flock of clones, where maybe somewhere else, maybe they're not there as much. So remember, we're in a clone reality now with all the aliens bringing in clone replicas, true clones. So they kind of take mind of that and understanding that, and if you go to the store and they can't give change, don't know where something is, or they, you know, look kind of weird. Remember the movie They Live. So you may want to get the movie They Live, I think it was like in the 70s there. Kind of watch that movie, and you're going to get some ahas. That's you, Elizabeth.
Wow. Yeah, and I noticed for this summer, there's a lot of kind of futuristic, apocalyptic types of movies coming out. I mean, that's usually the case for the summer movies, but this year it seemed like there were a lot of them. So I'll definitely have to check those out, too. Okay, so we're coming to the close of the show, but I did have another question from a listener who was wondering, she wants to purchase a healing for her mother, whose age is 74. She needs a healing on lungs, sinus cavity, and bronchial. She doesn't have access to a computer and internet. So I would think, Ron, that first she would want to do her whole lifetime emotional clearing, correct? And then what would you recommend? And Would her daughter be able to do those for her?
Body jumpstart,
yeah.
You want to do that one. So it all depends, you know, what her health is. I'm assuming since she's 74 that she may have some kind of conditions going on, possibly, which is probably why somebody's asking there. So those are probably the main three.
Ron, isn't there one where you can specifically target an area of your body? Is that the body jumpstart?
The body jumpstart has just tons of stuff in there. I would do that one. We do have a special clearing, but I would first do the body jumpstart. The special one is for a specific incident problem, but the body jumpstart is what I would probably do because there's so many clearings there to help you out. I mean, it's an incredible package. Oh, I guess our time is about ready to end here, and hopefully we answered all your questions. Quite an interesting show tonight.
Very, yeah.
Do the mind a heart drop for everybody. So have to command your spirit to drop into your heart and with your thoughts. So here we go, dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10987654321. 10987654321. 10987654321. Okay. Here we go, everybody. So, blessings. Thank you all. And today is Monday. Tomorrow is Tuesday. And we have our call starting for energetic cordings, getting rid of energetic cords that are attached to you. That's 5:30 California time. Blessings. Thank you, Elizabeth. See you later, everyone.
Thank you, Ron.